Hello, friends. How y'all doing? There we go. Sorry for ruining any bingo squares by being here on time. We had a relatively short ill meeting. Shout out to all the directors taking time out of their Saturdays to have a meeting to ensure that you guys have a fun time playing EVE Online. Shout out to all the directors. We appreciate you. All right, speaking of admirable nerds, yesterday on the Rampage Inc. stream, we did a fundraiser to support cancer research, and Generous Goons and other people donated over $11,400 towards cancer research. So shout out to all of you guys, everyone who came, everyone who donated. Much appreciated. Appreciate everyone who donated, everyone who spent their time. Collective Buck Cancer. That's over $20,000 raised over the last 2 years. And, I'm told the nominee's parents are blown away. So just amazing stuff. All right, let me talk about some space business. PI, I know you guys love PI. That's why I always lead with it. It's your favorite topic. You guys love talking about it. I love talking about it. Wicked Creek and Deteroid should all be to 1%. So if you are waiting to set up PI in Wicked Creek or Deteroid, those should now be 1%, according to my friend Beyond Nox, who has told me this. If he's wrong, blame him. Intimother was set last week, so that should be 1% already as well. And PI is quite profitable from what I'm told as well. We will get to Scalding Pass, Verticus. You have to go to every planet to do it. It is a real pain. That is why it's not just done, by a click of a button. That would be much easier. Speaking of click of a button, though, and Scalding Pass, good segue. We have confirmed, Sniper Eagle has requested I don't call this what it is. So let's just say that the United Nations will have to be called in and you will have to be sanctioned for what you do to the rats. Goons have offered bounties, increased bounties on 1 million rats in Scalding Pass in several constellations. There is a job now in the Alliance MOTD, in the Alliance chat MOTD. You basically get an extra 50,000 per rat. It's essentially like adding a frigate kill to every rat. It's about 2 million extra per site for ratting in Scalding Pass. I was the first rat killer. I will be the number one rat killer in Scalding Pass. Do not even try. I already got a head start. If you look at the job right now, one rat has been killed. That was me. I'm ahead of all of you, and you will not catch up.
We probably need to make a change to it. There's a limit per contributor that got set that needs to get fixed. I don't know if we need to recreate the job or if we can edit the existing one. But
thank you for making this your lead thing after we came up with it 5 minutes ago.
Listen,
good God.
Listen, the guy sent me in with a segue. What do you want me to do?
To our sponsor?
All right, we'll figure it out. But yeah, we're going to pay you to kill 1 million rats in Scalding Pass in systems outside of Beehive Range. All right, so we're also doing a cohort recruitment. Oh, it's canceled. That's my one rat. That's my lead. Now I don't have a head start, guys. You know what? You're right. I did win. I was the winner. Round two, I'm still going to win. Yeah, Nerozen, we want to raise ADMs over there, so we're incentivizing killing rats in the Western Constellation in Scalding Pass.
Okay, the new job is now correctly posted, I hope.
That looks good. It no longer shows that message about limit per contributor, So I think we're good.
Alright, I have accepted it. I am currently killing rats while doing the fireside. My Ishtar is spinning. One just died, Retro accepted it. I should be in the lead again. Yep, that is correct. There is one rat killed, and I am the person who killed it. Head start again. All right, so we're doing cohort recruitment. If you want to help out the Alliance in... basically, we have strategic objectives. We need them to get done. Cohort is the people who do that. So if you want to talk about a strategic objective we have coming up right now, in about 24 hours from now, we are anchoring a Keepstar in ITAC 6, which is deep in the heart of Cash. I don't know if you guys have heard, but the stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Cashmas. And we will be anchoring Keepstar there in 24 hours. I don't anticipate Horde coming, but we will obviously form up for it. I was just talking about this with the guys about how, like, isn't it crazy that we're literally, like deep into cash, putting a Keepstar down, and Horde is like, oh, that's not really their space. And it's, at what point do we get to just, like, do they, we just let them define what their space is? We want to know where the borders are. Someone tell us. I will confirm that I killed the second rat, and the job did go up to 100,000 NISC, so it is now working. So at least two rats work on this job. And I am two of the 1 million rats. We will find out where the borders are. They keep moving back. It's pretty amazing. Truly impressive what floodplains are. By the way, I did like the Horde floodplain thing, because we said floodplains and then we fought and used them and defended them for months on end. That's what floodplains were. It wasn't just like give up and run away. All right. Sniper, I've already forgotten about your Equinox upgrade thing. Can you talk about it for a second?
Yep. I will drop the link to that as well. I updated the upgrade map. It's not, there's a handful of small changes to the previous version. MNC is still in progress and will be added to the sheet soon. There's also now, I added it as part of my like export scripts. There's now a first party link to a Rift compatible export, so that other people don't have to create those. And I will drop a link to the thread about it now. And people now see why we're raising scalding ADMs, because an IHUB's getting hacked.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. All right, friends. That is actually mostly what I want to talk about. I did want to shout out Goons again for $11,400 in cancer research. If you guys have questions, throw them in Elysium right now, not on Mumble, in Elysium on Jabber. The channel is conference.goonfleet.elysium. I forget how it's, but it's Elysium.
Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com.
There you go. Thank you. Alt Court Moons. I don't know the answer to that question. When Lashax is Intage here, he can answer that question. How are allies doing in the new space? Excellent question, Super Magnet. They are getting jump bridges probably next week, and they're pretty excited about that, but they're settling in well. We get a question about Ajez. I don't know the answer to that question. Thoughts on the incursion sig? They're doing great work. We have had a lot of incursions and a lot of money to be made. I noticed no new fancy ship in the stupid idiot fleet doctrine. I don't know what that means, just in case, but I'm not sure. Jason asked a question about mercenary dens from blues in our space, in goon space, and can we destroy them? I don't know the answer to that. I'll try to find that out for you, Jason. I don't want to make a guess on that one.
They should not have them find a diplo. Ask your corp leadership to ping a diplo for you.
Involves Aurelian asks, why is there no FC ping for defense fleets to roam Scalding Path and so on? It could reinforce Scalding Path and discourage any troll toasting. So as soon as you head over there, they're just going to run away, it involves. And so it's something where you don't want to waste time for people. It's not something where you need to send a giant fleet to stop the one person who's in, you know, a rifter or whatever hitting the thing. Three farms and a headshot is mentioned for the incursion squad. Yeah. I currently am up 400,000 ISK from these bounties so far, by the way. I am the leader on the board. All right, whatever questions do we have in here? Yeah, Sherrod says jump in a Jaguar and go stop them. Exactly. That's the best way to do it. Asher just paying himself. Indeed. Just funneling the money to me, and you guys can't stop me. Is it still not worth it to train a Lancer Dread? Is it worth it? I mean, we don't really have a ton of uses for them. Every now and again, there's a use for them, but it's one of those things where, you know, do it for yourself and because you like the ship, not because it's like going to be strategically super valuable.
If you're a mature capital pilot, you're really at the end of all your trains. You're at a perfect dread pilot. You've got your Titan skills on that. Even if maybe you don't have a Titan, but you really have run out of stuff to train on a focused capital gunnery. Then maybe you do train Lancer at that point. But that's where you should be. Don't be thinking about it early.
Kyrus is an immature capital pilot. Yep, there you go. Seema asked, does Gobbins rat during his firesides? I was thinking about this the other day, how it's pretty funny that Gobbins has basically become everything he professed to hate. Like all the things he hated about Mittens, that he doesn't log in and play the game, that he was on the Spin Master 9000, all that stuff. He has now become it himself. So I'm pretty sure that Gobbins is not actually out there playing the game in any way. Either die a hero or live to see yourself become the villain. Mature capital pilots in your area want you. Is it worth training a Naglfar before a Bane? I wouldn't recommend training either of those unless you have other options, like no other options. Link the new Ishtar as you talked about the last week or 2 weeks ago. Could someone grab that home ec thread? Throw it in there. Has mining ratting activity increased from the old space? That's a good question.
We eagerly await the release of the MER
on the
9th day of the month.
It's looking good.
Yeah, things feel good. People seem less exhausted by the move than maybe we were worried, which is good. But at the same time, we did just get here, so. But yeah, we don't have a big reason to be upset or worried. Things do look better. The compacted area helps a lot.
Our space is not fully set up. Like, I was trying to rat in a system and it had literally no structures in it. So it's like a reminder that we're not even, fully set up yet. And we're doing extremely well by the metrics that we can see. So we'll see what the MER says. But our metrics, our internal metrics are looking very good. It's reminding us of I wouldn't say peak delve, but it's certainly, high quality, good stuff, yes.
There's still a lot of boxes in the garage, though.
Yeah, that is very true. Our G-Saw dudes, everything like that, they still have a task every day. They're doing a task right now, and it's a pretty big one.
And boxes in UALX still.
Yep. Kazilti, you need to go to the Alliance chat, like Alliance chat in the game. It's in the MOTD, and then you can click it right there and join it. A guy's asked me a question in Mumble. Now you need to go on to Jabber and join the channel Elysium and put the question in there. Elysium is the general chat in Jabber. Next UALX Sino Chain 1. I don't think we have one scheduled. We will be running them now and again. We did one last week. We'll probably do one in the next week or so. So I am from an older era in the game. Is there a possibility we could set up a fun roam per coalition via pre-ping? I'm not really sure what you're asking, Charlie Murphy, particularly, but yeah, we're generally not pre-pinging fun roams. I'm not driving to Atlanta to watch a sumo event. So I was in Japan. I didn't miss sumo by like one day, but next time I go to Japan, I'm definitely going to see sumo, maybe next year. If we have a legacy Naglfar and lose it during Stratops, it's still possible to choose another Dreadhull as SRP? I think so. I don't remember the specific details, but I believe that is correct. If you lose a Nag, you can get another one.
That's our principal SRP strategy, really, is to try and get all the tech ones we have destroyed and replace them with either a Navy or a Zerg. That's been the majority of our last two SRP waves.
Naglfar upgrade program win? I don't think we have a upgrade program coming in the near future.
I mean, there sort of is one. It might not be extremely well understood because it's
talking about the builder one.
Producers. Yeah, if you buy a Navy or a Zern off one of the producers, you can sell them back any of your Tech 1 hulls, including a Naglfar, for, not the full market price, but a couple billion. I think it's like 2.5 billion odd that we're paying for those hulls, and the Alliance uses those to give SRP to droppers and to fuel people who are on the hunt for skulls up in the drone regions.
Asher, some time back, there was some push to have a unified standing fleet, but so far it looks like we don't have one. Is there a reason Goons don't have one compared to other alliances? So yeah, we did push for it, and you know, we set it up, but then it just, the uptake wasn't high. I think partly that's because a lot of people have court fleets that they join, but getting an alliance one just didn't seem like it was a strong thing. It's something that we'd like to have, but it's one of those things where, you know, you look at the juice versus the squeeze and see how much effort needs to be put into it. And it's just a lot to organize for people who didn't seem too super excited about it. I was very excited about it, but it didn't end up taking. I would be happy for it to take. And Beehive is kind of close enough, and that's sort of what people are answering.
This is part of that thought was when we had the split staging, and now we don't, and Beehive is up more frequently. So the valence of that question has changed too.
Asher, what did you have for breakfast? I did not have anything for breakfast, but I reheated some Costco pizza from like 4 days ago when I went to Costco. Dude, oatmeal's good. I'm an oatmeal fan. Yeah, talking about gate camps, it's nice to break those. We have had Beehive, you know, talk about putting Hodreds on particular gates just to make them harder to do. I don't know if that's still happening. I hope it is, but I'm not sure about the answer for that one. Do raids on Skyhook just not happen as much anymore? I feel like that would be a good use for standing plates. Not really. It's not a big thing, no. Slav, I've never been to a Sheets. I know people really care about this answer. I have a Wawa near me. I like it. It's one of those places where it's like Wobble House, where the quality of the food is inversely related to the time. Like Wawa at 6 p.m. is pretty garbage, to be honest. But Wawa at 3 a.m., it's heavenly. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can get like that pretty garbage meatball sub, but at 3 a.m. it is delicious. Yeah, Mach 1, I mean, I feel really bad for the non-Americans who have never got to experience a Wawa House. That is the true American experience. There's a video with, who was that chef who passed away? I can't remember his name. Yeah, Anthony Bourdain, where he went to a Wawa House for the first time. It's on YouTube. It is totally worth watching. If you're like not American, go find the Anthony Bourdain first time at a Wawa House video and just sort of understand. Like, the guy he's with who's like hosting him is like drunk, which is definitely part of the Wawa House experience. Totally worth it. There aren't any Waffle Houses on the East Coast. That is totally wrong. Absolutely wrong. They are called Huddle Houses in some place, by the way. Like, if you see Huddle House, that is a Waffle House.
Oh, I think we gave a little bit of a shout out earlier, but I wanna hit it a little bit harder. Shout out to our incursion sig, because not only did they farm three incursions back to back, we also pulled off a headshot in less than 24 hours. So huge shout out to those guys. And if you like running incursions, I'm sure somebody will slap that link in Elysium. Go join our incursion sig. Go bully Sanchez.
I'd like to just point out that during this fireside, I have killed 20 rats and made a million extra ISK. Thank you very much, Goon Wafa, Goon Swarm Federation. Whoever's paying for this into my wallet, you are appreciated. You are. Oh, okay.
It's coming out of your salary.
Thank you, me. All right. Any advice on Iceland vacation for the next month? I've never been to Iceland, so I can't give you advice. Use carriers and incursions. Yeah, someone was talking to me about that today, about how that's really useful for getting some practice on carriers. Rather than, I do not actually get paid. That was sarcasm.
Someone was asking about an in-game channel for small gang PvP. There's a channel called Lemmings that is linked in the MOTD of all of our intel channels. You can use that.
Is this to be working on carrier changes? They did float a little bit of an idea. You know, when you've been around this game long enough, you learn not to really take the idea of any kind of change too seriously until you actually see it done. You know what I mean? So I will believe it when I see it. I will report that running Crabbykins and two Dreads is great. Indeed it is. T2 Titans, when? I don't know that T2 Titans would ever even make sense, to be honest. We'll see. Zern Titan, I think we could see that.
Ugh. The faction titans that exist don't really do it for me. But if they added like a world arc-esque titan, I would be very poor very quickly.
At one point, I proposed to CCP that Titan Doomsday should be a spool where they fire at the end of the cooldown at the start. So basically, you would target, and then after 5 minutes, the Doomsday would hit, but would have more damage, which I thought was more interesting gameplay. But yeah, so a Zern Titan could definitely follow that as well, where it takes 5 minutes to spool the Doomsday up, but once it hits, it does like four Doomsdays worth of damage, something like that. That'd be cool. I also proposed an Ore Titan. Yes, that would just basically Doomsday an asteroid belt and get all the minerals, but they didn't think that was a good idea. And it probably was a terrible idea, to be honest. All right, friends. I'm going to say thank you all for showing up. I want to say thanks once again to the goons who raised money for cancer research, and everyone else too. $11,400. Amazing. Good job on that. Have a wonderful week. I will see you all next week. Try to beat me at Scalding Pass. You will not do so, but I will let you know if anyone got ahead of me. Have a wonderful week. Bye.
I just dropped the link one more time for the Cord recruitment post. Some helpful directors helped me update it with a direct link to send a forum PM with your answers. So thank you, Delta and Ranger, for that.
Thanks, Sniper.